Okay, today's daf is Yerushalmi, Tainis, daf Chaf Aleph, and we are on Chaf Amabez. Yesterday was all about Berchas Kohanim, a lot about Kohanim, just one makar. Again, we can spend the whole shiur on Berchas Kohanim, as we did a lot of last year. But there is, the Gemara said, that it says Vayivarachim earlier in Vayikra, and we don't know what bracha they're going to give until HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes and tells us in Parshas Naso that it's what we know, Yivarach Hashem V'yish Barecha. There is a Ksav Sofer in Parshas Naso who quotes the Medrash, who says on the right on Kosavarchu, the Medrash, Amr Yisrael Afnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, La Kohanim Ata Omer Shiyavarchu, Osanu, you tell the Kohanim to give us a bracha, Ein Anu Tzrichim Elo LeBrachascha, we want your bracha, we don't want the Kohanim's bracha. V'liyosenu Mizbarchim Mipicha, we want to get the bracha from your mouth, we don't want to get the bracha from the Kohanim's mouths, says the Klal Yisrael to Hashem, Amr Lahem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Af Al Pi She'ani Mitzaveh LeKohanim Shiyavarchu Eschem, even though I'm telling the Kohanim to give you a bracha, ani omeid umarech eschem. But I'm giving the bracha. Right? That even though the Kohanim are doing it, I'm doing it. So the Ksav Sofer wonders, v'tzorach lomer lashon ein anu tzrichim elo lebrachascha. Which is a, we don't want except your bracha. What do you mean we don't need only your bracha? Havel lememer ein anu rotzim, o anu rotzim v'chafetzim brachascha. V'lashon ein anu tzrichim mashba shemistavchim bahamuat. Right, they're saying, it's enough. We only need your bracha. What's that? Unjual lashon. Venerally says the Ksav Sofer. Usually when a human being gives a bracha to another human being, a fellow human being, we give a bracha, but we don't really know exactly if that's the best thing for the person. Adam mevarech chaveru ba'osher, barichas yamin, v'kavod v'chadome. Riches and long life, v'kavod. Masha al pi arov adam chavispo. Most of the time, it's fine for the person. Ube'emes lefamim, once in a while, osher shamru lu'alav l'raso. Once in a while, it's not good. It's not good, this bracha. V'chein katz b'chaya v'kvodo l'chlima. Ela adam eni yodem ala tovas l'raso. But we don't always know what's good for us. Mivakesh tvarim ke'ilu tamid. Right, we ask for things, and maybe it's not good for us. And he says, and that's what I think the pshat is of the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Al tas tfilas chakeva. Don't make your... So usually that just means that don't daven by rote. Daven with the hislavas, daven with an excitement. But the Ksav Sofer is saying, don't daven in such a set way that you are limiting and asking God, I need this specific thing. That's it. That's what I need. Don't be so limiting. Shlo tevakesh meis Hashem davar kavua, sheitein lecha kitoveya davar mechaveiro, v'koveya lo mayitein lo. Ulai Hashem yodea shehu lera lecha, v'sofa tuga. Maybe Hashem knows that it's not all for the best. That's why it says, don't make your tefillah set. If Hashem knows it's good for me, great, give it to me. And if not, not. But that's why we say, what does that have to do with this? So it says the Ksav Sofer. That's what Klal Yisrael say to Hashem. We don't want the Kohen's bracha, because the Kohen's a human being. The Kohen doesn't know exactly what we need. So how can we trust him? All we need is your bracha, because you know exactly what we need. Hagam shebeteva adam shemishtokek laosher ubanim v'kavod, right? All good things. We think that's tov. Aval enonu rotsim rak bebirchascha masha bracha lefanecha v'lo kifi avanaseinu. You give us your bracha. Netziva am levarach stam, and that's why. What does Hashem tell the Kohanim to do? He doesn't say give them riches and give them very general. The Birchas Kohanim are very general on purpose. So basically Hashem could fill in the blank. Yivarecha Hashem v'yishmerecha. Hashem should bless you and guard you. What does that mean? Bless you and guard you. Hashem should light up his face on you. Yor Hashem panav elecha. And show you favor. It's very general. But that's exactly the point. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm giving the Kohanim the words, but it's so general that, you know, it's anything can fit in. Interesting, there are some chumashim that unkelis, some chumashim have an unkelis translation of these brachas, but there are some chumashim that there's no translation on this. Maybe even unkelis didn't want to limit and explain what these mean, and therefore he left it blank. He didn't translate it. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara now on Chaf Amabes, talking about Ne'ilah. So Amos at Amos Ihi Ne'ilah, right? Well, Mishnah started off the parak about Ne'ilah. By the way, the second Gadol, I think, was of Chaim Yivalajan from led the last year. Not just the Grav, Chaim Yivalajan, they both tried to start the Berchas Kohanim. At Amos Ihi Ne'ilah, what's the latest time to Sounds like start Ne'ila. We'll see later in the Gemara. End Ne'ila. When's Ne'ila time? Rabbanan tekesarin amrin is palgan Rav Rabbi Yochanan machlokas. Rav Amar b'Ne'ila shari shemayim. When the gates of heaven close, which pashtus is at the end of the day. At sunset, a little after sunset. So Rav says a late time. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, no, b'Ne'ila shari heichal. When the gates of the heichal close, they close that before it gets dark. The gates of the heichal close before, because you have to start to stop the avoda during the day. So that closes during the day earlier. So what is Ne'ila? Is Ne'ilas gates of heaven? Ne'ila gates of earth. Machlokas. Reb Yudin Antodraya. Mastisa Basal Reb Yochanan. Our Mishnah sounds like Reb Yochanan. Meaning the earlier time. Why? Bishlosha prakim hakon nosanus kapeyam arba pamim bayom. Bishachris b'musa b'mincha b'ne'ila sharim. The Mishnah says that we duchin four times, possibly. So can it mean what the Shari Shemayim, can it mean like what Rav says? What exactly is the proof? So some say it's from the extra word Bayom. You don't need the word Bayom there. So maybe that's what the Limud is from. And others, the Karbonet also has a Deya that says, no, the point is that the Shari Shemayim close during the day. And therefore, the Nisias Kapayim, which goes with that, I'm sorry, the Share, the Nisias Kapayim goes with Share Hechal, goes with Avoda. And if there are Avoda, it's only during the day, then Nisias Kapayim is only during the day. And therefore, even the opposite, I should say it. If Nisias Kapayim, which the Mishnah is talking about, is during the day, so then Ne'ila, which is Nisias Kapayim is during Ne'ila, that would also be, during the day. So that's how the, Mefarshim explain it, right? That's what the look of Chaim Kanievsky. Ne'ila Shari Shemayim Yislacha Meimer Bayomu. Can you say Ne'ila, the closing of the gates of heaven, are during the day? No, it's at night. But it says Yiduchin. So if he says Yiduchin, so then it must be during the day when you're saying Ne'ila, and therefore it shows Ne'ila is Bayom. Achu Adi'imei de Rav Ada, the brother of the mother of Rav Ada, Havitzayr Gul Seder of Soma Rava. He was in charge of Rav's coat. He had Rav's cloak, we should say, on Yom Kippur. He was in charge of it. Maybe there was a little break, because he was in charge of his davening coat, it seems like. Omerle, and Rav gave him instructions. Katech mi shimsha bereish dikli, when you see the sun getting to the tops of the trees, when you see the sun going down, at you, yavli gulse, give me my cloak, denisli nila sharim, it's time to daven ila. Like, what was he doing till then? It must be that they weren't davening at that moment. Maybe he was learning. But he says, when it gets there, but what do you see from there? Ne'ila's earlier. That's a problem. Because what did Rav say on the bottom of the previous Amud? Rav said, when's the Ne'ila's time? Shari Shemayim. That's the later time. Shari Heichal is the earlier time. That's a problem. So Michal Vashidasi, the Rav, we have a problem. Tamanu Amar B'Ne'il Shari Shemayim. Earlier, Rav says, when's the time of Ne'ila? When the gates of heaven close, which is later. The Koho Amar, and here he says, give me my cloak when you see the sun on the tops of the trees. B'Ne'il Shari Heichal, that's an earlier time. That's like the time of the Shari Heichal. Amar Rav Matanya, Al Yadesh Dehu Marech, but slow say Sagin. No, because Rav David, a very long davening, Havi Magia Samach L'Ne'il Shari Shemayim. He started earlier, you're right, but when did he finish? He finished late. He finished at the time of Shari Shemayim. So it sounds like from this Gemara, from the Maskana of this Gemara, that the Machlokes between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan before is about when Ne'ila should end. Everybody says Ne'ila should start earlier, but the Machlokes seems to be when Ne'ila should end. Rav says Ne'ila should end, could end later, and Rabbi Yochanan says Ne'ila could end earlier. So that's a problem. Because Rav or Rabbi Yochanan are usually passing like Rabbi Yochanan. So Ne'ila should end before Shkia. That's not the minog of most shuls today. Right? So how do you get out of that? So the poskim talk about it. The poskim discuss. You know, if you look in the Mishnah Berurah discusses this in the Siman about Ne'ila, where you think it should be. Siman Tafresh Chav Gimel, Seder Tfilas Ne'ila. The Shulchan Aruch says, Let Ne'ila Omer Ashrei Kaddish Eino Omer Uvalatzion. The Rama says, we do say Uvalatzion. Zman Tfilas Ne'ila, Sifbeis. When is Ne'ila? Kishachama Berosh Ha'ilanos. Right? What does that Gemara say? When the sun's at the top of the trees. Kedeshe Yashlim Osa Samech L'Shkia Sachama. So you finish it close to Shkia. Close before or close after? The Shulchan Aruch just says close to Shkia. When is it? So look at the Baragola on the side here. Where is this halacha coming from? Rosh b'shem Ram b'sof Yuma meha Yerushalmi b'reish Perak Basra detainus uker Rav Sham. mashba, this exact story is according to Shulchan Aruch, that you should start it before, so you finish samach l'shkiyas hachama. What samach? So the Mishnah Berurah says, there are a couple of different days. U'masha katzav shashlam samach l'shkiyas hachama, hainu, sof shkia, shehu tzei sakochavim. Sof shkia, the end of the process of the sun setting, which is tzeis, right? That's what the Magen Avraham says. And that's the minhag of many in Klal Yisrael. V'samach lazeh haino ma'at zman kodem tzei zakochavim. V'yesh omrim, v'yachon laharich olahamshech v'yosei lagam balayla. Sometimes you can even go later. V'yalvi she'ikr kesvar rishona, v'komakam achshev she'nogin kesvar achrona, ein limchos biyadam. Right? People go late. But the Mishnah Berurah does say, you gotta start early. Right? Even if you want to end, whatever you want to lend, v'komakam tzrichan al kapanim lizar ulahaskil ba'oda yom gadol. Right, you should start Ne'ilo for sure before Shkia. V'gam yizar lomar acharuz hayom yifne hashemesh yavo v'yifne kodem harif shemesh. Right, you have to say the lashon of hayom yifne. Right, if the, some of the machzarim say if you're ready after Shkia, you have to change that hayom pana hashemesh. Right, you have to say it in the past tense, but so you have to make sure to say to get up to that pismon at least before Shkia. Okay. So again, Rabbi Yaakov Emden, just one other tshuva, Yaakov Emden in the Shelas Yavitz also in Siman and Aleph discusses how is it that there could be Birchas Kohanim so late in the day? Isn't it compared to Avoda like we had on yesterday's daf? So he says, I don't have a Maharil, but I think he has a suggestion, and then he says he found the Ma'aril finally, and the Ma'aril says exactly the point. Yet, Avoda is Bayom, but you could finish up the Avoda at night. As we know, the Hector Chalavim Veivarim. So too, there is some type of Avoda at night, and therefore, Nesias Kapayim could also be, at night. Vikr Karbanos Dekrovas Bayom, Yecholon Haimurim Likar Balayla. Hachanami Gabi Duchin Loshna. That's the language of the Ma'aril that's quoted by the Rabbi Yaakov Emden. So you have a little flexibility. We generally don't try to Duchin at night. Here in Eretz Yisrael, some shuls, our shul uses the flexibility of Rav Shlomo Zalman. Rav Shlomo Zalman says you got 13 minutes after Shkia. 13 minutes after Shkia to get up to Birchas Kohanim. So sometimes that's comes in very handy, that stretch. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, Ne'ila ma'usha diftere shal ayrev. This Gemara comes up elsewhere in Maseches Brachos. If you daven Ne'ila so late, could you use that for Ma'ariv? Right, you have to have a ma'ariv. If you have an ila, does that pater you for ma'ariv? Rabbi Bar Rav Chuna b'shem Rav Ne'ila Patesha Shal Erev. Yeah, Rav says it works. You don't have to have a ma'ariv. If you have an ila, you go home and eat. Amr Rabbi Bar Rav Chuna Teichanu Maska Shal Avdallah. 1 second, Atachon Antanu. Where do you have Atachon Antanu Ne'ila? Right, you can't just skip that. Amr Rabbi Yonah Rabbi Bar. 2nd question, Heich Yisheva Potros Shimon Asrei. Since when does a 7 bracha amida exempt an 18 bracha amida? Ne'ila is only 7, right? The weekday Shmona Esrei, weekday Amida is 18. Had a 7 pater 18. So Rebbe Ba asked the Kasha, Rebbe Yoni asked the Kasha. So Amar Lei, Lokfar Itasvis, what are you asking a second question for? We didn't answer the first question. So he's already knocked out. What are you jumping on him? Amar Lei, Ubegint is Tasvis Tibatel. Because he was already asked one question, I should remain Batel and idle? What do you mean? Maybe you'll find an answer to the first question. I'm asking a second question. Right, so Amar Reb Yossi, so the Gemara says, you're right. Matakashi Rebbe Ba, Kashi Yos. What Rebbe Ba asked about Havdalah, that's a good Kasha. Matakashi Reb Yonah, lo Kashi Yos. Reb Yonah's Kasha about the 7 and the 18 is not as much of a problem. Why? Because Kali Kilu Allah Bebnei Taniso, Chazal, we're Mako, we're lenient because he's fasting. Shishar Poder Shmon Esrei. You can't skip something. So you can't skip. So if you're supposed to say Avdallah and you can't say Avdallah, then Rabbanan aren't going to let you get out of that. But maybe here, where this is a Amida and this is a Amida, so this could substitute one for the other. Rabbi Babar Mamal, but they didn't answer the first question. So Rabbi Babar Mamal, Amala Chavraya Marai. So he said to his Chavra, Marai, my masters, Min Kulchot, from this whole discussion, from your discussion, Shamus, I hear, Shei Ne'ila Poter Shel Erev. Right? Ne'ila does not Poter. Right, and therefore we don't. Right, we don't, as we'll see. Rabbi Simon, Shem Rabbi Levi, Ein Ne'ila Poter Special Erev. Also Rabbi Levi says, Ne'ila doesn't pater Ma'ariv. Amar Rabbi Yossi Barbun, V'tani Rabbi Chia Kein, Bechol Yom, and we quoted this Brisa a couple weeks ago, Bechol Yom Adam is Palel, Shmona Esrei. The every day a person davens the 18 brachas bon esrei, even b'motzei Shabbos. Motzei Shabbos. Don't think that, you know, after Shabbos, there is a different sheet out there that we don't paskin like that we quoted a few weeks ago. Also, what the chiddush of that line is, u'b'motzei yom kippurim, motzei yom kippur. Right, you say the whole Amida u'b'motzei Titus Sibur, and also motzei Titus Sibur. That's what we quoted this earlier. But you see from here that we don't use ne'ilo. You got to have a ma'ariv, regular ma'ariv on motzei Yom Kippur. The Rush and most poskim say that's what we hold, that you have to. There is the riff sounds like he passes like the other day, because the riff, the last amud of the riff in Yuma, the riff only has six dafim in Yuma, right? Because most of it's about Yom Kippur, which the riff doesn't talk about. Meaning of the avoda, but the last off, the riff says, "V'ha'idna nahagu alma litzluye tilas arvis acher ni'ila." The minag ha'olam is to daven ma'ariv after ni'ila. The minag. That's what you have to do. So it sounds like from the riff that the riff paskins make a din that ni'ila should pater arvis, but that's not the minag. That's not the minag. And obviously in Shulchan Aruch, we paskin that, we say ni'ila, right? That's the next simin tafresh chav dalad. Mispalalin tfilas arvis. It's Paulin Tfilas Arvis. Vomer Avdala Bechorin Adas. Right? We dive in Myriv and we don't say that Ni'ila potters. We continue. Reb Yitzchak Bar Nachman B'Shem Reb Yishua Ben Levi B'Yom HaKippur Shachal Yes B'Shabbos. When Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos, when the two Shabbos Shabbosons, Afal B'Shem Ni'ila B'Shabbos, even though usually Ni'ila is not there for Shabbos, but Masker Shal Shabbos Ben Ni'ila, you still mention Shabbos and Ni'ila. Even though Ni'ila don't do with Shabbos, the other Shabbosim of the year, you don't have Ni'ila, but because this one has, so you mentioned it. There might be some interesting other halachas. There is a question. There's machlokas, Rabbi Kiva Eger and or Sameach, about whether, right, if somebody has to eat on Yom Kippur, do they make Kiddush? Do they make Kiddush? So, I think Rabbi Kiva Eger is the one that says, generally not, but if it's Yom Kippur Shabbos, then you do make Kiddush. Because even if you want to see Yom Kippur doesn't get a Kiddush, Shabbos gets a Kiddush. And therefore you make Kiddush when it's Yom Kippur, Shechol Yis B'Shabbos. And the Ar Sameach, I think in Avodah Zibah Kippurim, says no, you don't make Kiddush. This is Yom Kippur. Even though it's Shabbos, is Yom Kippur. And the lumdus could be, according to Rabbi Kiva Eger, it's Shabbos and Yom Kippur, comma. It's two different Kedushos. And therefore it's Shabbos. Every Shabbos you have to make Kiddush. So what is also Yom Kippur? The Ar Sameach could all know, it's Yom Kippur Shabbos. It's Yom Kippur hyphenated Shabbos. It's one Kedusha, and Yom Kippur doesn't get Kiddush, even if it happens to also be Shabbos. Yeah, there's a lot of lumdus there with other nafkaminas, but we continue. Rav Simon Mishum Rav Shuman Levi, similarly, Shabbos Shechal Yis B'Chanukah, when it's Shabbos Chanukah, Av B'Shein Musaf B'Chanukah, even though Chanukah doesn't usually get a Musaf on the weekdays of Chanukah, Maskar Shal Chanukah B'Musaf, you still say Al Anisim and Musaf. Osven Alei, and we added to this the same idea, Rosh Chodesh Shechal Yis B'Tainis, what we had earlier. Remember, usually not a lot of fast on Rosh Chodesh. But if the peasant was ready, goes there a couple of fast days for the rain before Rosh Chodesh, then it came out that one of the fast days fell out on Rosh Chodesh, you fast. Because you started. The Gemara said, right, the Mishnah say, v'mischilu ein mafsikin. So, what if you have a Rosh Chodesh fast? Avol bishei ni'ila b'Rosh Chodesh, even though you usually don't have ni'ila on Rosh Chodesh, but you have a ni'ila because it's a fast day, maskash Rosh Chodesh b'ni'ila, so you still mention Rosh Chodesh in Ni'ilah, even though it's not there for the Rosh Chodesh. But since this Rosh Chodesh has a Ni'ilah, you mention Yalav Yavo in that Ni'ilah. Rosh Chodesh v'tainis eichonu maskir shal Rosh Chodesh. Where in the Amida, when you have Rosh Chodesh and tainis, we said you have a fast day, you came out, Rosh Chodesh v'tainis eichonu maskir shal Rosh Chodesh. So where do you mention Rosh Chodesh? The Rashba in Brachos Chaf Aleph, that this is a mistake. Where do you mention Rosh Chodesh? You always mention Yalav Yavo in the same place. This is a weekday Shmon Esrei, right? It's Rosh Chodesh Tainis. You mentioned it in Mirtzei. What's the girsa here should be Heichonu Maskir Tainis. Where do you mention the fit? What do you say Aneinu? That's the question. Where do you say Aneinu? So the Rashba has a different girsa in this Gemara. The question is not about Rosh Chodesh. The question is about Tainis. Okay. Reb Zira Amar Bahudaya. You mentioned it in where you have Alanisim. Reb Babar Mamalamar Ba'avoda, Rabbit, right in the regular case, Yalav Yav, in the Avoda. If it's the Aneinu suggestion, they say Aneinu in that Ritzei. Reb Yavuna Amar Omar Bracha Revias. No, you say a separate Bracha. Bracha Revias. The Rashba says it doesn't mean a fourth Bracha, it just means an independent Bracha, like Aneinu. I'm Rebbe Ba, and Rebbe Ba explains the last Shita. Ma Matzanu B'chol Makom Amar Bracha Revias. You always have right? Whenever you have any type of yantif, right? Let's see, any type of yantif amida yalviyavu is always in that middle bracha. Savkan bracha revias, so too here. So again, if you're assuming the gears is Rosh Chodesh, then it's the bracha revias, it's the middle one. According to that Rashba, it's the independent one. V'nafat uvga kadat rebba. And there was actually a Lamaisa case that was like Rebbe Ba. So again, how you read these five lines depends on what the girsa you have. Whether you have the girsa of, is it asking where do you put Yalav Yavo, or is it where you put Anenu? Right, our girsa is Yalav Yavo, the Rashba has Anenu. Period. Bamekorin, we had this Gemara exactly, the next 10 lines, earlier. Right, we had earlier, on Daf Tezvat. What do you lane when it is Rosh Chodesh fast day? Remember, how do you have this? Because you started the cycle of fast before. And once you started, you don't stop. So what do you lay in that day? Do you lay in fast day or do you lay in Rosh Chodesh? Rabbi Yossi Amar Karam Brachas Aklalos, you lay in fast day. Again, we lay in Vayachal. But in the days of old, on the fast days that they were Nigzar, they lay in the Brachas and the Klalos from Dvarim. So you lay in the Brachas and the Klalos. So Amar Lon, so even though it's Rosh Chodesh, you lay in for the fast. So Amar Lon, Rabbi Mana, begin Modaton Titanisa, Rabbi Nama Ehon. The reason, it's Rosh Chodesh. But the reason I always thought, says Rebbe Mana, the reason I always thought that we still say Tachnun on this day. And in those days, it wasn't just Tachnun, it was going straight out on the floor. Why do we do that? So people remember to fast. But won't they anyway know that you have to fast because that's what you leaned. So what do you have to say Tachnun for? Right? You have a different reminder. So I'd rather you not say Tachnun, it's Rosh Chodesh. So don't they already know it's a fast day because of the laning? So Amar Lein knows exactly the opposite. You do Tachnun, so you remember what to lane. You do Tachnun, so you remember to lane the, for the fast. Rosh Chodesh, he argues. He says when it's Rosh Chodesh, Tainis, you lay in Rosh Chodesh. Did you hear this from your father? Is that what you got it from? My father actually only said it about Einei Tav. That's where they decided when Rosh Chodesh was. So Ayadei Din and Yadin, Dehu Reish Yarcha, because they knew when Rosh Chodesh was, Korim Rosh Chodesh. They had a lane it on Rosh Chodesh. That's what my father felt. Vishar Kol Makomos, the other places, they didn't know exactly when Rosh Chodesh was, Korim Brachas Beklalos. Then they lane Tainus, because they didn't know exactly yet by Shachris whether it was Rosh Chodesh. They were able to lane the Tainus. Yirmiya Safra Shal, Rav Yirmiya, Yirmiya the Sofer. Ask Rav Yirmiya, Rosh Chodesh Shechalias B'Shabbos B'Mekorin. When Rosh Chodesh was on the Shabbos, what you lane? What's the question? The Mishnah says in Megillah, La kol mafsikin, right? The Carmen Aida quotes it. La kol mafsikin, you stop for everything, including Rosh Chodesh. What does that mean? Does that mean that when it's Rosh Chodesh on Shabbos, you don't lay in the Parsha? It's like Yontif on Shabbos. Yontif on Shabbos, you don't lay in the Parsha. So Rosh Chodesh, maybe you just lay, like, repeat a lot of psukim over and over again. Or is it what we do, right? We substitute the maftir. We lay in the regular Parsha, we just have Rosh Chodesh as the maftir. But that's what the Gemara is asking. What did Bamako, Rosh Chodesh, how do you understand that Mishnah in Megillah? So Amar Lei, so Rav Yirmi answered, Korim Rosh Chodesh. Yeah, you don't lean the Parsha. You just lean Rosh Chodesh. You lean Rosh Chodesh and you repeat a couple of psukim to make sure you get the seven aliyas. Amar Bichel, Bakum Rabbi Ibi, Masisa Amar King. You get that impression from that Mishnah in Megillah also. Why? Because the Mishnah in Megillah says, Lakom Mafsikin, L'Rashi Chadashim, L'Chanagul Purim. You have to add in two words here, the Karbon Eidah, the end of the Mishnah. L'Tainios U'Ma'amados. Right, you're mafsik even for Tanios and Ma'amados. One second, meaning if a Tainus and a Ma'amad, but one second, if a Tainus and a Ma'amad is on Shabbos, but Tainus and Ma'amados don't have any maftir. When you have them during the week, they just have a couple of lists. There is no maftir. So if there is no maftir for them, and the Mishnah's talking about you're mafsik, it must be the laning itself, not just the maftir, and therefore they bring a raya that it's the just a whole substitute for the laning. We, of course, don't paskin that way. We just lane the Rosh Chodesh Maftir. Yitzchak, Sar Shalor Rabbi Yitzchak, Rosh Chodesh Shechalias B'Chanukah B'Mekorin. Rosh Chodesh Chanukah, Rosh Chodesh Teves always falls out on Chanukah. How many days is Rosh Chodesh Teves? The question, sometimes one, sometimes two. The question is how many days are in Kislev. That's the only day of the year that sometimes you say Tachnun and sometimes you say Hallel. Gimel Teves. Because it depends how many days were in Kislev. Right? If Kislev had 30 days, then Gimel Teves is the day after Chanukah. If it had 29 days, then Gimel Teves is the last day of Chanukah. So, okay. So Rosh Chodesh falls on Chanukah. So what do you lane? Meaning, what are the choices? You have four aliyahs because it's Rosh Chodesh. Do you start off with Chanukah? Do you start off with Rosh Chodesh? So the Gemara answers, I'm like, Karen Shlosha Rosh Chodesh, Vechad B'Chanukah. You start off with Rosh Chodesh. Why? Tadev Sheino Tadir. Tadev Sheino Tadir, Tadir Kodem, so Rosh Chodesh goes first. And, as the Karban Eidah explains, once you start off with Rosh Chodesh, you do more for Rosh Chodesh. Because that's the key. Once you're doing a mitzvah, that gets the majority. That gets the majority. Brings a raya from the Neiris of the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. So, Yolain, when it's Rosh Chodesh Chanukah, three aliyahs for Rosh Chodesh and the last one Chanukah. Rei Pinchas, Rabbi Simon, Rabbi Abba Bar Zemina, Matiba, B'Shem Reb Avduma, De Chaifa, Koren Shlosha, B'Chanukah, V'Echad Rosh Chodesh. No! Three aliyahs of Chanukah and one Rosh Chodesh. Why? Lo Diachash, Lo Bar Revi, Elamach Mas Rosh Chodesh. To teach me that the only reason you have four aliyahs is because it's Rosh Chodesh. Chanukah has three aliyahs. So if we have a four aliyah day, we want that fourth one to be Rosh Chodesh, to teach me that Rosh Chodesh is the reason that you have four aliyos. So Gemara says, wait a minute. Rav Shalmi Asafra Shalor Abimana. Ha'atzbacha. Is that such a raya? Is that strong enough to knock out Tadir? Because you want the fourth aliyah to be Rosh Chodesh? And what about if Rosh Chodesh Chanukah falls out on Shabbos? Right? Shal Rosh Chodesh Shal Chanukah Aliyahs B'Shabbos. There, below Shiva Kriyan Inun, there you have seven. So you're also going to tell me that Chanukah is going to go before Rosh Chodesh? But there the whole Sfarah doesn't apply. The whole Sfarah of the fourth one's going to be Rosh Chodesh because there are seven aliyahs. The whole Sfarah doesn't apply. So if the whole Sfarah can't apply there, and therefore you'd have to go Tadir, right? Tadir first, Rosh Chodesh. So the Gemara says, you always have to go Tadir first, right? Have consistency. And therefore, just like if Rosh Chodesh Chanukah falls out on Shabbos, you don't have that whole Sfarah of the fourth one should be Rosh Chodesh to teach me. So too, and therefore you do Tadir Shein Tadir Rosh Chodesh before Chanukah. So too on a weekday you do that. Amar Lei, next line. And how do you understand the next line? Is totally opposite Mefarshim. Fahada She'ulta de Safar, or de Safra, somebody had an Aleph. What does that mean? The Karban Eidah says, he's saying, that's a great Kasha, he's saying. Great Kasha, meaning that you need to, some have the gears of Safik. Right, that really has to answer. You need an answer to that. Meaning, you're right, it's a great kasha, therefore knock out that shita, and you should always do Rosh Chodesh and then Chanukah because of Tadir. The Pnei Moshe says, no, it's a rhetorical. Is this a question? Meaning, what do you compare Shabbos and weekday? Fine, on Shabbos the Sfarah doesn't apply, of the fourth one being Rosh Chodesh, but the weekday does apply. So what kind of kasha is that? Well, you have to be consistent on the days? No, this day you have a different factor. So different machlokas in the Mefarshim, whether he's complimenting him or arguing with him. Good. Once we've been talking about Ne'ilah, we'll get back to Ne'ilah, but we're going to go talk about Ma'ariv in general, as we'll see. Sugi is from Brachas. Rebbe Mefaki La'avdan Amore. Rebbe told his announcer, Achris Koman, tell everybody, Mandamatzli, if you're gonna daven Ma'ariv, which sounds like he owes Tfilas Arvus Rishus, tomorrow's daf, Mandamatzli, Yatzli Deramsha de Yomi Koem. If you want to daven Ma'ariv, you can daven Ma'ariv while it's still light outside. Meaning, relating to the Machlokes and Mesechas Brachas, whether the Mincha Ma'ariv cut off is Plaga Mincha or Shkia. So Rabbi Yehuda says Plaga Mincha. So Rebbe seems to be holding like Rabbi Yehuda. Right? What does the Gemara say there? One of the only times in all of Shas? Do whatever you want. Who do we paskin like? You have a choice. Da'avid Kamarav, Da'avid Kamarav. Reb Chiya Barba, Mafkila Mori also. Machris Komeon, tell everybody, Manda Matzli, Yasli Biramsha, Dioma Kayam. You could daven Ma'ariv while it's still daytime. Am Rebbe Chanina, Mashkin, Rebbe Shmuel, Rebbe Yossi, Yitzel Puntik Echad. One time Rebbe Shmuel pulled me in here. V'amrali Kanis Pala Abba, Shaleli Shabbos, Be'er of Shabbos. He told me one time my father, right here, davened Friday night davening while it was still daytime. He davened, it was still daytime, and he davened early. And Amar Rabbi Imi, Rabbi Yochanan Pollig. Rabbi Yochanan argues, he says, that can't be the story. That can't be the story. Why? Why was Rabbi Yochanan so upset? That he davened early? Ma'ariv? Says the Gemara, even if he davened early, if he didn't like davening Ma'ariv early on a regular weekday, on Friday night, why not? Lama? Shekim Osifin Michalal HaKodesh. This Tosef Shabbos. So why would Rabbi Yochanan be upset that the report was that this other rabbi, Rabbi Yossi, davened Ma'ariv early Friday night? Tosefes, he sure would be okay with that. Again, big topic. Vote, and also, the Sakan Chamarayim min Arev litziporin. One time, the donkey drivers came from Arev to Tziporin, and on Friday night, V'amrin, and they said, Kfar Shavas, Rabbi Chanina Medosa b'Iro. They said, oh, Rabbi Chanina Medosa, he already started Shabbos an hour ago. And obviously, it was still daytime, because they were coming, they were traveling. So you see that you're allowed to daven Ma'ariv early Friday night. It can't be that Rabbi Yochanan was upset about that. So behind the Amra does, like Mar says, okay, you're right. So what was he upset about? The following story. Rabbi Chanina says, Rabbi Yossi once pulled me here. Farmerly kanis pala abba shalom Shabbos. No. Motzei Shabbos he davened Ma'ariv early. Motzei Shabbos davened Ma'ariv early. That's what the story was. And on that, Rabbi Yochanan argued. Says the Gemara, he shouldn't have argued there either. Why? Rabbi Mafkid Lavdon, didn't all these rabbis just say up above, Amore, Lavdon Amore, Achras Komeon, announced to everybody, Manda Masli, Asli Baramsha, Yom Akayim. You could David Myriv early. Rabbi Barba, Mafakid Lamore, Achras Komeon, Manda Masli, Asli Baramsha, Ramsha, Yom Akayim. You're allowed to David early. Right? So what's the issue? See, Rabbi Yochanan shouldn't have been upset even about Motzi Shabbos. Right? So a lot of David Myriv, while it is daytime, meaning, like Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe there we could say, maybe Rabbi Yochanan held like the Chachamim. You can't have a Ma'ariv early. You can't have a Ma'ariv early. On Friday night, fine, Tosefa Shabbos. But on Motzi Shabbos or any other day of the week, maybe he would say, you can't daven it. Period. Okay, we'll have to stop by the base of Rabbi Yanai. We'll get into the Hashem next daf. We'll get into Tfilas Arvis Rishus, Tfilas Arvis Chovah.